Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning, and thank you, Lord, for another beautiful day. It is Memorial Day weekend. Today is Sunday, May the 25th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage, hanging out with you this morning. So thankful to be here. Thank you so much for all the military personnel and anybody that gave their life for this country. It is a weekend worth reflecting upon. I know we all get excited about having Monday off and doing the barbecues and being with family, and that is what it's all about. But take a minute this weekend just to reflect back and be thankful for those who gave their lives for this country and for us so that we could have the freedoms that we do have here in this country. So thankful for them and their families and the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice that they gave for this country. Looking forward to being with you this morning. I'll be back here in just a few minutes, ready for another great Sunday morning. Thanks again for listening this morning. We're talking about Memorial Day weekend. It's a great time to reflect, thinking about, you know, those that gave their lives, the ultimate sacrifice for this country. You know, usually this weekend I think back about my grandparents. I was fortunate and blessed to have both sets of grandparents well into my 20s, and so thankful for that time and that insight that I gained from all my grandparents. And but I know there's others that lost grandparents to the war before, you know, they were even knew them, or maybe when they were young. And maybe it was a parent or a grandparent or whatever it may be. But so thankful for those people that did give their lives for us so that we could live in the country that we live in and have the freedoms that we have. Just thinking back about that, the differences in, you know, that generation, the greatest generation, you know, born in the 20s versus the generations today, you know, my generation in our, you know, 50s and my children who are in their, you know, all my boys are in their 20s. But as it's gone from generation to generation, what is that perspective? How has that changed? You know, I think it's important that we carry on those stories and those traditions of our ancestors so that, you know, we don't forget where we came from, so to speak. But I wanted to share this thought this morning. Psalm 145:4, talking about generations, it says, "One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts." Right there, David in the Psalms is telling us, hey, you know, pass those stories on and let the next generation know what's going on out there. It's important to know, and it's important to know where you came from. Again, happy Memorial Day weekend. Looking forward to being with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Thanks for being a part. Back with you here on this beautiful Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage. We're talking about perspective on this Memorial Day Sunday morning. Hope you're having a good weekend so far. Hopefully you're getting tomorrow off and it'll be a nice 3-day weekend and you take some time to reflect just about sacrifice and life and what it's all about. And know that Jesus loves you. Hey, that's what it is all about. He gave the ultimate sacrifice for us. But we were talking in the last segment about the generations, like my grandparents, the greatest generation, as they were called, who fought in World War. Some of them won, most of them World War II. And just that perspective they had versus the perspective we have today. And just contrasting that this morning, but I wanted to share something I read the other day on Facebook, and it was just an interesting perspective. So think about this for a minute. It says this, "For a small amount of perspective during these crazy times, imagine you were American born in 1900. When you were 14, World War I starts and ends on your 18th birthday with 22 million people killed. Later in the year, a Spanish flu epidemic hits the planet and runs until you are 20. 50 million people die from it those 2 years. Yes, 50 million. When you're 29, the Great Depression begins. Unemployment hits 25%. Global GDP drops 27%. That runs until you're 33. The country nearly collapses along with the world economy. When you turn 39, World War II starts. You aren't even over the hill yet. When you're 41, the United States is fully pulled into World War II. Between your 39th and 45th birthday, 75 million people perish in the war and the Holocaust kills 6 million. At 52, the Korean War starts and 5 million people perish. At 64, the Vietnam War begins, and it doesn't end for many years. 4 million people die in that conflict. Approaching your 62nd birthday, you have the Cuban Missile Crisis, a tipping point in the Cold War. Life on our planet, as we know it, could well have ended. Great leaders prevented that from happening. As you turn 75, the Vietnam War finally ends. Think of everyone on the planet born in 1900. How do you survive all of that? A kid in 1985 didn't think their 85-year-old grandparent understood how hard school was. Yet those grandparents and now great-grandparents survived through everything listed above. Perspective is an amazing art. Let's try and keep things in perspective. Let's be smart, help each other out, and we will get through all of this. In the history of the world, there has never been a storm that lasted. This too shall pass. Wow. What an amazing, amazing perspective. Imagine being born in 1900. You know, I had a great-grandmother, two of them, that I knew in my life. One was born in 1896, and one was born in 1900. And when I read this article the other day, I thought about both of those women and just, you know, I just thought of them as old ladies, quite honestly, when I was a little kid. And, you know, they were. But they went through every bit of that, and it made me have a newfound appreciation for that. So, thankful for all the people that have given their lives for this country. It's a beautiful Memorial Day Sunday morning. Hope you're having a great weekend. I'll be back with you here in just a few minutes. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Happy Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage hanging out with you this morning. So glad you're listening. We were talking in the last segment about the greatest generation, you know, those born in 1900 or even the early 1900s, and just the perspective that they had in life and everything they went through. You know, gosh, they probably thought the world was ending three or four times in their young lives, and can't imagine what they went through. So thankful for they did. But we were talking about that in the last segment, how, you know, they just have a different appreciation than my parents' generation has, than even my generation has, and certainly my children's generation, the millennials, if you will. And in contrasting those two different perspectives, I came across an article this week, and it was from The Atlantic, and it was talking about literally the name of the article is Why Are Young People Everywhere So Unhappy? And, you know, I thought about that, and that's true. I think about that greatest generation and how much they went through and how happy they were for the most part. And now you look around today and you see articles like this, and why are young people everywhere so unhappy? So I read this article, and it was talking about just the different countries. It said, it's kind of, here's a random fact, but the happiest people are in Finland and Denmark. But what the article went on to say is the unhappiest people, as far as the younger generation, are the wealthiest and the most industrialized countries. And that certainly speaks to the United States of America. And so I wonder why that is, you know. And so I read the article a little bit deeper and several theories as to what that is. But, you know, one thing they pointed out is they said young people today have less religious affiliation. And I'm not here to tell you need to be Baptist or Catholic or Episcopalian or whatever church you may go to. That's up to you. That's between you and God. But young people aren't going to church. They're not getting involved. There's less religious affiliation, and that takes away that sense of being, that sense of purpose, and that question of why am I here? And you know, I think part of it too is we have a lot of comforts here in this country, right? We pretty much have everything that we need. There's nothing we can't get within reason. And I think when you reach that certain level of, attain that level of comfortability, you know, again, that sense of purpose and worth and why am I here, you kind of get lackadaisical. So it was a very interesting article just to come across, as I was also reflecting on Memorial Day week leading into that about the greatest generation. Then it hit me. I said, look at these two different generations. Here's one, the greatest generation. They went through all these different things and faced wars and wars and Spanish flu and depression. So, yes, I guess technically there was probably some famine in there as well. But they made it. And, you know, if you ever met anybody, if you were ever fortunate enough to meet somebody from that generation, they were really some of the coolest people ever. We're going to break that down a little bit deeper here this Sunday morning. Glad you're with us. Grab a cup of coffee, and we'll be back here in just a few. Again, we're talking about perspectives this morning. We're talking about Memorial Day is tomorrow coming up. I hope you have big plans. I hope you're going to eat lots of food and watch some ball games and going to be surrounded by family and eating a piece of apple pie somewhere. But we're talking about these generations. I think it's important to understand where one generation comes from and where we're headed and where the next generation's going. And that's, we all got to figure this thing out together. And, you know, it's, we were contrasting earlier the greatest generation, people born in the early 1900s versus my kids' generation, which was literally probably 100 years later. What is the difference? And I think in the different segments we've been on this morning, we talked about the greatest generation. We talked about how happy they were, how survivalist mentality they were. Everything's going to be okay. We'll get through this. And a lot of that is because of their upbringing, and they did have to survive, and they did have to develop those attitudes versus today's generation. And, you know, we've got it all. We've got everything we need at our fingertips, at our disposal. Everything is disposable. And, you know, last segment we were talking about the article that said, why are so many young people unhappy today? And it is literally, we are the unhappiest we've ever been as far as a society of young people here in this country. Yet we have everything. And so I think a lot of it speaks to, again, not knowing where your next meal is coming from and being thankful for those things as that older generation had versus, you know, I go out to eat with my family at restaurants, and we've been guilty of it too, where, you know, there's half a order of French fries left or part of a cheeseburger left. Well, just take it on. You can throw it away. We don't need it. Man, you know what? My grandparents would slap me upside the head if they saw that happen. They would put that in a box and they would take it home. And, you know, I think about that at the Sunday cookouts or the grandmother's had lunch or whatever, cooked a dinner. You know, when they cleaned up the kitchen, and I would watch that, and they put everything back in the refrigerator. If it was one scoop of beans or a half a pot of beans, that got put back in the refrigerator, and they ate it at a later meal because they understood what it was like to not necessarily know where that next meal is coming from. So, again, we're a byproduct of our society that we're in. So a lot of it is, you know, what comes at us. You know, we can't really control what comes at us. What we can control is our reaction to that. And just interesting to contrast the different generations here this morning. You know, one has nothing. They're scared to death. You know, they went and served overseas in war and fought an unknown enemy at the time, knowing that there was a good chance they weren't coming back home. And I think about that a lot. Would I have the guts to do that now? I'd love to tell you that I would. But again, I'm not in that situation. But literally, these men and women, families were separated. Most men were sent overseas to war, to fight, to give their life. And they said, you know, we may never see each other again. This may be it. Could you imagine the mentality of doing that and going through that? I sure could not. Again, so thankful for those who have given their lives for this country. We're celebrating them this Memorial Day. And just think about it. Say a prayer for a family member, somebody that means something to you. Reach out, have a conversation with somebody. And again, so glad you're listening. We'll be back here in just a few. We've been talking this morning about perspectives and generations and just how one generation was raised one way and three or four generations later, 100 years later, another generation comes along and they're totally different. And, you know, the difference is how they were brought up and how they were raised. We talked about the greatest generation, how, you know, a lot of them went through the Depression, went through multiple wars, faced a lot of adversity and had a tough life, but they always had a great outlook on life, a great perspective, a survivalist attitude, and man, we're going to get through this. And then I look at this millennial generation, and I'm not picking on anybody, but you know, they have all the creature comforts. We have all the creature comforts. Everything's at our disposal. There's really not anything we can't get our hands on if we can find a way to do it. But we're miserable. We're unhappy. And I've been thinking a lot about why that is. And it just seems different. You think if you had all the money and you had all the materialism, you would be happy and you wouldn't have any worries. But it's actually quite opposite. And I think it boils down to exactly that. You become complacent. I become complacent. I become spoiled with the things that I have. And, you know, quite frankly, become lazy. You know, when's the last time you went outside and had a conversation with your neighbor on either side or both sides or had a cookout or, you know, whatever it may be, as opposed to get on one of those phones or iPads or computers and just dive into Never Never Land. And I think we're all guilty of it. But put that stuff down. Put the social media down. Put the phone down. Go outside, breathe some fresh air, and have a conversation with somebody. You know, we talk about that a lot on the show here is, you know, we can't change much in this world, but what we can change is one conversation at a time. And it starts with you and it starts with me. And I think when we get out there and we have those one-on-one, face-to-face conversations, and we share, like we talked about earlier, Psalm 145:4 says, "One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts." And are we passing those mighty acts that the Lord has done in our lives? Are we passing those same things on to the next generation? Are we sharing the things, the testimonies in our lives where God has moved? Are we sharing that with other people, especially the young people? Because if they don't know it, no wonder they're just going to dive into social media and never land, as I call it, and just disappear. And, you know, I think it's a distraction. I think those things can be used for good, but they can also be a huge distraction and just kind of pull us apart. So we got to be intentional about staying together, about being face-to-face. And when I think back, I think that's the biggest difference. I think that greatest generation, they interacted face-to-face. You know, they'd stop over and see somebody and could be unannounced, and they'd just hang out on the front porch and talk. And, you know, if somebody showed up on my front porch just to talk today, I think they were crazy. But I think that just interaction, that human interaction, I think is so important that we got to have that. So work on that this week. I encourage you. I'm going to try to do the same. I'm going to put the phone down. I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to have a conversation with somebody walking down the street, and we'll see what happens. So glad you're listening to us this morning. Hope you're enjoying the music. We'll be back here in just a few. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Happy Sunday mornings. Thank you so much for listening to the show this morning. Hope you've heard some good music. Hopefully you've gained some insights, and something I've said may have registered with you, and hopefully you've been encouraged. Think about that this weekend and tomorrow, especially being actual Memorial Day. Hope you have some good food and some good friend time, family time, and just think about that. Ponder back and just think about, you know, somebody that means something to you, or, you know, somebody that's given their life for this country, and, you know, reach out and impact somebody in your life in honor of that person. And, you know, that's really what it's all about, is that's the ultimate gift of sacrifice, is one life that somebody can give. And Jesus Christ did that for you, and he did that for me. And the countless people that have done that throughout, you know, our American history. And we're just so thankful for that this Memorial Day, and just recognize those people. And, you know, it starts one conversation at a time, you guys. Just starts one conversation at a time. I encourage you to reach out to somebody, have that conversation. You know, you never know where somebody's coming from. We've been talking about perspective this morning. We've been talking about it's generational, it's an age thing, it's a, you know, political thing, it could be a male-female thing, whatever it may be, there's different perspectives. And you know, you just never know what somebody's going through, and you never know where they've come from. But you know what? You can help them where they're going. And that's to, you know, an encouraging spot. And just, I pray that you will be that friend to somebody, be that encourager this week. And, you know, just put your arm around somebody and give them a smile and or a handshake or a hug or whatever it may be. And just let them know that, hey, it's going to be all right. And whatever you're going through, it's going to be okay. And Jesus loves you. So glad you listened to us this morning. Hope you have a great rest of your day and a great Memorial Day tomorrow. And look forward to being back with you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.